Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Fig, holding it down. On a Victory Monday.
You came out with Victory Monday energy, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
okay.
that was stronger than normal.
I didn't even realize that. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'm happy because it's a Victory Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a damn good game, man. I enjoyed that game a lot. Shout out to everybody who stuck around for that game. Even if you didn't stick around for that game. If you came back around towards the end and be like, oh, wait a minute. to me, that's a good fan right there, man. You get so sick where
passionate.
You just can't. Yeah, you can't watch it, man.
You know what I'm really interested
in? When I know my team is down bad and I know the game is over, I turn it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't sit there and watch the TV the whole time to see the L. I move on.
You know what I'm really interested in, though? The folks that did turn it off, how did you find out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was the – did you get somebody that called you and was like, yeah! Like, you know what I mean? Like, did you get the text? Did somebody, hey, come back over here. Like, what was it that told you, wait, things are happening.
Yeah, my wife actually hit me up last night, like kind of late, because I forgot to tell her they won the game.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, wait a minute, they won the game? So-and-so just told me they won the game. I thought they lost.
Yeah, well, everybody did.
Yeah. Yeah, so salute to everybody just being a Texans fan, man.
Shout out to Brandon on the YouTube page saying, I watched the whole game, so I know what to rant about on Monday.
Yeah, so I'm that guy, man. Just whenever I know the game is over, I just turn the TV off. Like, man, I don't want to hear no sports for the rest of the day,
right?
Because I don't want to see these highlights and all that stuff. But, back to the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So, fellas, if you got a significant other, you might want to kind of hold her hand a little closer or maybe just keep your eyes down when you walk in this department store. Target is kind of encouraging a flirty new rule, requiring all employees to smile at the shoppers within 10 feet, which is kind of normal. You should smile all the time if you're working in customer service like that.
Yeah, but a mandate feels weird. Yeah.
I don't mind it.
So this is
it's
good business.
See, this, when's the last time you worked in retail?
Oh, I've worked in retail. Trust me on that.
That's not the question I asked John Lopez. When was the last time you worked in retail?
Been a while, obviously. Yeah. But no, it's good business.
Yeah,
smiling?
So here's the thing, though. They want you to smile at the shoppers within 10 feet, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then as they get closer, make eye contact, wave.
Bite your bottom lip.
Say hello and ask if you need any help or how is your day?
Okay, how can anybody not like this?
I think it's fine.
Because I've worked in retail.
Look,
I know, this is the thing. Especially knowing the rule, if I walk at Target and I see them smiling, I know that that person is basically like, they're basically captive in their mind.
So does it not count that they're being nice to you?
Yes.
Oh, you're full of crap.
Yes.
Be nice to people. Say hello. Can I help you?
See, I think it's totally fine, but I think the part that got me was, how's your day? That to me, I feel like the
you don't care.
You don't care.
But the thing is, some customers might be like, "Oh, yeah. Let it be a good-looking girl." Yeah. We all got called up. I don't know about y'all.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I got
like
called.
They're gonna misinterpret it. Like, yeah,
but see, my thing is, I got caught up in the mall a couple times back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
The fine ass chick that's selling the little nail kit and all that.
Oh,
stuff.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
How you? Ooh, let me see your nail. And next thing you know, I'm walking out of there with a $50 nail kit I don't plan on using like that.
Yeah.
So I wonder. It probably ain't gonna be that to that extent, but. That could kind of, some customers might think they have a chance.
I could see what you're saying. I still think it's awesome though.
I think it's cool to be nice. To me, the how your day is going.
And it's also like not. Hey,
you don't care about my day.
You're not. They don't encourage them to go.
Hey, baby.
Hey, how's your day, man?
Hey, handsome.
What's up with you?
Yeah, man. Look, my thing about
it's
it
just
from,
a simple. How's your day?
Yeah, my thing about it from the employee perspective is you already got me working up and down. You don't get to dictate how I feel and how I.
Be miserable.
Yeah, I can be miserable if I want to. I can't wait though. Because I obviously that within 10 feet rule immediately made me think I can't wait to see the people, the Target employees that are just taking them wide corners.
Yeah, I'm 11 feet away.
Like, I don't got to talk to them. I'm going to keep my distance.
It kind of remind me, I think they got a rule like that in Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
You notice whenever you walk in, thank you, welcome to Walgreens.
Oh, yeah, they start yelling.
You'd be like, where did that come from? No matter who walked. Thank you for walking the walk.
they're like two aisles away.
Yeah, I'm just like, damn. I'm like, hey, how you doing? I kind of get it, but they make sure they get that walking the Walgreens in.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I'm kind of serious.
I don't mind it. I think, hey, more friendly people, better.
No, sincerely, like obviously, it's always good to have that fit. Mm-hmm. You just want it to at least like come across genuine.
Yeah.
And I feel like, well, I mean, I don't know what Target's paying and how that goes, but mm-hmm. I feel like especially when you have. Like very base level retail employees, I know a decent amount of them are not happy, so it just feels like a little bit of discord.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
I don't know. I think Target one of the better ones in terms of pay and
I wish I could tell you
insurance and all that stuff.
I think I think so. So next time Lopez walk in, I'm like, hey sir. How you doing there?
Well, see, that's different.
How's your day going?
That's different.
Well, fishing shirt looks really nice on you.
Yeah, that's.
Ooh, you got some broad shoulders there, man.
You're damn right.
What you looking for?
Yeah, you know what I'm looking for.
All right, okay. It went too far.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So are you guys really familiar when it comes to high school rivalries around the city?
Yeah, man.
Are you down with high school rivalries?
Big time.
All right, so I want to know if you are familiar with this rivalry between Memorial and Stratford.
Yes, that's an old-time rivalry that goes way, way back.
Really? Yeah. Okay, well, that rivalry is still going on. Because here is Corley Peel. Shout out to Corley Peel of KPRC2 with a story how this rivalry might have got some kids in some really, really, really serious trouble.
Mm-hmm. A Texas high school rivalry between Memorial and Stratford here in Houston, Texas, goes too far. Surveillance video showing teens shooting paintball guns at homes.
Oh, God.
They even shoot off fireworks in front yards, and some homes had thousands of dollars in damage. Six students, all 17 and 18 years old, were caught red-handed, and they are charged with criminal mischief. Neighbors say the Memorial Stratford rivalry has gotten more dangerous each year, and they are hoping these arrests send a message.
I'm just glad that those sounds were not what I originally thought they were.
Man, look, I'm glad it wasn't those type of shots. Mm-hmm. It was just fireworks and paintball guns and all that stuff. But come on, just fight. Just fight, man. Back in my day, man, we used to put them up, man. Man, just fight. Man, just we had some rivalries back in our day, too, man. You know what we used to do? We ain't spend no money on no fireworks or paintball gun. We used to fight.
Just fight.
On site.
I love the way you put that, man. Just fight.
Just fight, man. Old school fight, man. You ain't going to – just fight ain't going to last nothing but 10 seconds.
Yeah.
10, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And then when I see you again, we going to fight again. Now you really going to jail. You probably wouldn't have went to jail
fight. You know, there's rivalry, and then there's using that rivalry to just be stupid and dangerous. And that's what these
this
kids
was
are
silly,
doing.
Right? Yeah, here. This is and stupid. Then, I mean, it's one thing to go to a paintball place or something like that and have some fun. Y'all damaging houses and all that
right,
stuff,
that's what
man.
I'm saying, just being stupid. They're using the rivalry just to vent some of their stupidity.
Yeah, I feel like we took it just a little far, but I understand. Like high schoolers, man, I don't want you to recount some of the things I did in high school. That would not go well. Yeah, I would prefer if you do not like do some damage. Hey, man, what happened to, like, you know, TP or, like, you know.
You just steal the mascot.
Yeah. Basic graffiti. Yeah. Well, steal the mascot. Does anybody have, like, live mascots anymore? Well, we're just stealing the mascot suit or whatever?
Yeah, something
that's a
like
college
that.
Thing.
Something like that.
Yeah, just fight. Just fight like a man.
I love the way Figgy said, man, just fight.
713, man. Newsline, Sports Radio 610 encourages fighting. Well.
Sometimes you just got to fight, man. No guns, no weapons and all that stuff. Nice little fist fight.
Yeah.
Ain't going to last but 10 seconds. 10, 15 seconds and everybody tired.
Still feel like that's not the way that we should have handled this, but hey.
That's it. That's according to Reggie Attitude.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
No, Reggie might actually try to jump in and stop the fight.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not doing all that.
Yeah.
I learned better than that at Sugarland Middle School when I got three days ISS for breaking up a fight.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I will never. Never again in my life. Well, you just hit a nerve. Never again. I tried to do the right thing, and I was the only one that got in trouble.
Yeah. And you tried to stop the fight.
Yeah.
You're the only person in history that I know of that
never
tried
again.
To stop a fight, man.
Never again. I learned my lesson. I tried once. The rest of y'all are on y'all own.
All right, I'll get you guys out of here on this. So I was listening to the game on the Texans game on Sports Radio 610. Mm. And so I got to hear a lot of Mark Vandermeer, Andre Ware, and we heard some of the highlights from this game already if you was listening to the show. But what about the part – I was kind of curious. I was listening to this in real time. And Andre Ware wasn't too happy about one of these plays that happened towards the end of the game. And here's Andre Ware. This was from – remember some of the plays where you had the Trent Brown – false start.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, uh-oh. And then you had another false start by Tay Ursary.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Andre's Ware reaction to the second false start that was committed by Tay Ursary.
Second and goal from the 9. Mills in the gun. Marks to his left. Three receivers wide side right. False start. Ursary.
Come on.
Come on, man.
I had that same feeling, man. I'm like, oh, my God. I was a little worried at that point, man. I'm like, oh, they about to get here and don't score.
I was actually more along the lines of, and Reggie was talking about it earlier, even I felt the comeback happening after the Schultz touchdown, and then they catch up and they take the lead. I was more worried about that last 30 seconds. Like, oh, man, after all this,
yes.
They're going to mess around and kick a 68-yard field goal.
I actually wasn't that – I got worried when Trevor had that scramble because I'm like, oh, that's the Baker Mayfield moment.
Yep.
But Trevor Lawrence, I knew he was going to wet the bed, man.
Actually, I didn't think it was the Trevor Lawrence scramble that was the Baker Mayfield moment. It was 3rd and 17, and it was that pass out to, oh, who was it in the flats? Was it ETN in the flats that picked up the 3rd and 17 mm-hmm. after a missed tackle, I think, by Tramon Smith? But my memory might be serving me correctly. No. It was actually a 3rd and 17 that's picked up on the outside. Yeah.
And also, real quick, happy Sesame Street Day.
Oh, is it really?
Today is Sesame Street Day. So this was Sesame Street turns 56 today. Wow. It premiered November the 10th.
I've got to tell my granddaughter. She's a big Elmo girl.
I respect it. By the way, I realized that I was supposed to give a shout out that I almost forgot. So shout out to Roberto. Saw him out in Lots tailgating. Man, it's always so fun getting out and seeing all the folks in Lots. So if you do see myself, Figgy, John Lopez, if he manages to grace us with his presence, make sure you stop us, say what's up. We love seeing you.
What they call a drive-by right there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's in honor of the segment. All right, that's Figgy's mixtape right here on Sports Radio 610. That's right, it was the Kalen Bullock missed tackle, which was weird because he made quite a few in this game that were saving it. But yeah, you're right.
Come on.
So you got that. Can you play that also with Sean Pendergast? His. Sorry. I'm wasting time just because I had that association. There you go. All right. Coming up next. There it is. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things over to the fellas.
We don't even need a tease.
Sound appropriate.
We don't even need a tease. We shouldn't play that.
Yeah, that's right. All right. We'll do all that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.